Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
.720 WGN, 248 here on this Friday afternoon. John Hansen here for John Williams, just for a few more minutes. By the way, we got some housekeeping here. A few winners to mention for John's weekly Bright Side of Life pin giveaway. Congratulations to Nancy, Mike, Judy, William, and Philip. And we're talking about the pins, these limited edition, the Bright Side pins to keep or share with a friend to brighten their day. How sweet. Presented by Joint Relief Institute. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain. Oh, the Bright Side. Be back next Friday, I am sure. Okay, so we were talking about events, things to do around the area coming up. But, of course, the weekends means going to the movies. And for that, I go to Blockbuster Blake. Blake, how you doing? Joining us on the phone.
Doing well, John. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing great. It's Friday. It feels good.
I mean,
Friday's for you. You're probably gearing up. You see a lot of movies over the weekend. You're probably gearing up for some.
I do. Actually, there's one particular film this weekend coming out called Greta that I was intrigued by a few months back when I saw the first trailer, mainly because of the cast. But now I'm hearing that it's actually pretty good, and it's a psychological thriller. Give you the little quick hit. Greta stars Isabelle Huppert, who was Academy Award nominated actress for Elle just a couple of years ago, and Chloe Grace Moretz. And it's sort of a psychological thriller that sort of has a slow burn, I think, at the beginning, and then it goes into overdrive. At least that's what I'm hearing, those are the type of movies I like, especially when we're in that, post-Oscars, pre-blockbuster phase, and with Captain Marvel coming out next week and a big kickoff. This is the kind of movie that I think I'm in line to see this weekend for sure.
And, normally this time of year, is this where we see a slowdown on these big releases?
Well, here's the thing. This is I don't want to call it a complete doldrum in releases, because you're going to get, I think with the advent of streaming services, we're due to get a big action blockbuster type film next week that stars Ben Affleck and a host of other actors called Triple Frontier. And then, and that should be on the 6th. And then here next Friday, well, technically Thursday night, Captain Marvel drops. And then we're going to start seeing the bigger stuff roll out. So anything really good that people typically try to see and then maybe forget or have, limited release access to, it's going to trickle in around this time of year. Or it's going to be held off until later in the year, because then they're going to want to go into awards season. So this is one of those times where if you're not one who pays extra attention to what's getting released, maybe start, because there's probably going to be something out there for you that, honestly, you're not going to want to miss.
Yeah. A lot of people try and see all the Best Picture nominees before the Academy Awards, but a lot of people don't hear about any of them or really know much about them until after the awards. Are there any releases still out there, extended runs, anything that we should be aware of, or just any way to find a movie that you are really saying that after those Academy Awards, what piqued your interest? If people haven't seen it yet, they got a couple weeks here before some big movies come out, what should they try and go see now?
Well, as of right now, the big things that I would try to get out and see are anything that is going to be lingering. So, for example, one of the Oscar winners still might be in some theaters, which is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Okay.
Beautiful film. It won Best Animated. If you have a chance to see that on a big screen, get out there and see it. That would probably be the one movie I would tell people to rush out and see, mainly because it could have, had a lot more attention if there were more categories that befit an animated film at the Oscars, but it did win the big trophy. And everything else pretty much came out quite a bit earlier in the year, like Incredibles 2, for example. But this one's still got some lingering screen time out there on a big screen, and it's gorgeous. So get out there and see it, for sure.
And Blake, I know that you were on with Dane Neal on Monday morning after the Oscars when he was filling in for Nick Vigilio, so you've already said your piece. But just one more reaction, Green Book. We talked about it earlier in the week. Your final thoughts, I guess you could say, put a close on the Green Book. Your thoughts on that winning Best Picture? I know it's a few days afterwards, but still like to hear your input.
Sure. Green Book is a fine film. It's beautifully acted. I was a very big fan of the performances in that film. However, I was a bit shocked that it took home the Best Picture trophy, to be quite honest with you. I had my eyes set on a couple of other films in the category, like The Favorite or Roma or BlacKkKlansman, for that matter. However, it is a good film. I mentioned this to Dane when we were talking about the films throughout the weekend, actually, because you and I were talking about things like, you know, stuff that won that was a bit overrated. I think in years to come, it might be what's back on the Green Book was a film like that, similar to Crash, when Crash won. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean it's a bad film. Just wasn't exactly the best picture that year. However, for me, I saw Green Book a bit late, and so while I really appreciated the movie and I didn't feel that it was best picture personally, I do think that I had a hard time thinking of that movie in any context other than an Oscar contender.
Yeah.
You know, where did it fall in that stack? Now, it's a good film. I think people should see it. I think people should also see BlacKkKlansman. I think people should definitely see Roma because it's a very personal story. Now, again, the Academy makes choices sometimes that they line up with what they're trying to accomplish in the long run, which is, you know, in this case, over the last few years, they received a lot of criticisms.
Yeah.
So this is a film that I think they were attempting to sort of right some wrongs or some you know, bad impressions they left with audience members out there. Because, again, the Oscars are the biggest broadcast award show anywhere, worldwide.
Right.
So I think that Green Book's a good film. Yeah. I personally would not have voted it Best Picture.
And people can decide for themselves that Green Book's still running in its Chicagoland theaters. Really quickly, Blake, yeah. I wanted to tease what we're going to talk about when we're talking on the Dave Plyer Show as I fill in on Sunday early morning. Rotten Tomatoes, if you could just tease this, what they've changed how they've done their ratings?
Yeah, so with the upcoming release of Captain Marvel, Rotten Tomatoes had a lot of user input over the years on what films, you know, when a film was getting released, you could even weigh in on how excited you were to see it and things like that. They've done a bit of an overhaul, and I don't want to talk too much about it, but there was a lot of toxicity with regards to a movie that is not even out yet. That by all indicators of what is a good, potentially a good blockbuster film, it's checked every box. So I'm intrigued as to where this is going to go, but with Rotten Tomatoes doing a bit of an overhaul, I think there's a good conversation to have there. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to us chatting about it, for sure.
Exactly. All right, Blockbuster Blake. So Greta, anything else that you see coming out this weekend, or is that pretty much the one everyone's talking about for this weekend?
That's pretty much the one everybody's talking about. It's also, and by everybody, I mean it's the one that everyone's going to have easy access to. So Greta, if you're looking for a thriller, put it on the map. Go see it if you get a chance, for sure.
Blockbuster Blake, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. You guys have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Blake Stubbs, movie critic, chiming on in.